A Garda investigation is underway after a large section of a playground was destroyed in a fire in Dublin. The arson attack happened at Sean Moore Park beside Sandymount Strand just before 10 o'clock last night. It's the latest attack on this and other playgrounds. Well, for more on this now, we're joined by local Fine Gael TD James Gagan. James, just looking at social media, Dublin Fire Brigade put up photos. I can see extensively damaged a large wooden climbing frame. Can you describe how bad the damage is in this playground?
Yeah, good afternoon, Keane. I was down there this morning and Dublin City Council were there from the building control section. I mean, it's completely destroyed. I mean, you're talking about a 20-foot structure that was on fire, engulfed in flames, a fiberglass slide that has completely disintegrated. I mean, you're definitely talking in six-figure sums in terms of the property that has been damaged. So, you know,
can you put a cost on the damage at this stage?
It's certainly going to be in excess of €100,000 just by looking at it. And I know that from when it was previously, there were previous fires for smaller items. They were in the tens of thousands of euros, and it's multiples of that. And it's a really serious incident. People hear, you know, playgrounds being damaged, but this is a very serious incident. And there needs to be serious consequences. And if there are listeners listening now who know anything about this incident, I would really encourage them to contact the local Gardaí.
But it's not an isolated incident.
Unfortunately, it's not an isolated incident. This particular park playground has been the subject of at least six arson attacks in the last 2 years. Typically, the perpetrators of these attacks are young people from the broader community. And really, you know, everyone has had enough. And this is the icing on the cake in a really bad way, because people woke up this morning to tell their kids as they were going to school, we're all just back to school in the last week or so, that the playground is shut, that the main item that you look forward to using, my own kids were only using it a couple of weeks ago, is completely burnt to cinder. And how do you explain that to a five-year-old or a six-year-old? So what we need to see is a policing response at a community level. And then we also need to see a rapid response in terms of getting the playground open again and getting the play item reconstructed to show these people that they can't show two fingers to our community, that the community are a lot stronger than the vandalism which they perpetrated.
Okay, well, James Gagan, thanks for joining us this afternoon.